The foundation filed a complaint this week claiming the prayer violates the constitutional separation of church and state. In the complaint, foundation attorney Rebecca Markert says that asking citizens to stand and pray is coercive and beyond the scope of secular city government. Mayor Chris Meyer says the prayers are not sanctioned by the city, and he says that the separation of church and state is one thing, but so is freedom of speech.
I certainly have no intention of telling people they can't come in during public comments and say a prayer, if that's what they choose to do. The Common Council is there to represent all people in the city of Marshfield, and that includes people who want to come in and say a prayer for the Common Council. I think this is, in my opinion, an infringement on First Amendment rights of the people who come to give those invocations. If they're told that we can't have the invocation on the agenda, I suspect they'll still come and do the same thing. They'll just do it during public comments.
Meanwhile, the mayor says the city attorney is drafting a response to the Freedom from Religion complaint. The foundation is the same group that challenged a statue of Jesus in Marshfield's Proshic Park 13 years ago. Under a compromise reached in 2000, the city sold the statue and the small piece of land it sits on to a private foundation. The city was also ordered by a federal judge then to build a 4-foot-high wrought iron fence around the statue. In Marshfield, I'm Mike Warren reporting.